fast date. I think yesterday was the first day in a couple of weeks. The market didn't set new records.
It did in the S&P.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It wasn't much of a bad day either. It's just that
down 100.
It can only go up so many days. And then the guy that makes sense out of all this, yesterday, what was it? It was a company. It was Boeing. Boeing was one of the key, and yeah. Home Depot didn't quite produce the numbers they thought. So that softened the market for a little bit. But generally, overall, the economic picture is really good. If you've always wanted to learn about investing, or you've thought about, now's the time to take an action, because today is the 19th. That means there are 42 days, 6 weeks from today. It'll be a brand new year. Go into it with a plan for you and your family and make an appointment to sit down and talk about what you'd like to achieve with Brandt. There's no obligation with this. It's a very educational experience, and he has a gift for making the sometimes complicated world of money make sense to you. His number is 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management, 803.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
We are enjoying the best series of days, period. Wow. Sunshine today. This is rare in November. Warming trend continues. High temperature up to about 73. The normal high is 68. Yesterday we had 71. Tonight, a little cool, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature 43. Tomorrow, low to mid-70s. Sunshine again. And then middle 70s on Friday. I think we're dry during the day, but showers perhaps, especially later on Friday night in through Saturday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm as well, with much cooler air coming in Saturday night and into Sunday. What's much cooler? Well, instead of 70s for a high, we're talking about 50s, and the winds will make it seem cooler. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 50 at 8:04.
We just got something that connects back to random facts
from
our virtual producer, Wiley Poundstone, about, it's called the stewed prune rule.
Oh. Is this the whole Kentucky and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's Law Reader. Okay, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Where I got my info from.
Proved impairment.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky need only prove impairment, and the identification of the substance which causes impairment is not required. The legislature is not required to list prohibited substances or quantities of those substances in statute. The two statutes. operating motor vehicles with alcohol concentration or above 0.08, blah, blah, blah. I'm still trying to figure out what... Do prunes have some alcohol content?
I don't think they can. I think it's more just an imperative, just anything that can impair your driving.
If I remember my science from high school, the prune...
And I would imagine...
It's a mutant grape.
Yeah. A mutant?
I'd imagine the effects of what prunes have on you could possibly impair your driving.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh! Like I did after I ate all that X-Lax that time.
From that chocolate you found in your bag, unwrapped.
I still don't know what that was, but I did eat it.
Oh, my gosh.
You might know in a few hours.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Text me later. Don't go to Kentucky.
This plastic sheet I'm sitting has nothing to do with the unknown chocolate. 8:06, a conundrum coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Highway 82 is once open again up in Prattville between Highway 14 and 31. However, we are hearing that it has a lot of traffic on it and is very backed up through there, so just use caution. I-65 southbound, we had a fender bender around mile marker 173 just before the Northern Boulevard. It is a slow go out of Prattville on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. It is moving, but again, very slow into Montgomery this morning there. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard all the way around the city, especially heavy at the Troy Highway, Atlanta Highway, and Highway 331. Use caution, drive carefully. We will keep you updated this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Is it Wednesday morning?
It's only Wednesday.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
It's time to
wake up!
The sun's shining.
I hate the sun.
Oh, wake up.
Hurry, the sun's coming up.
I know, sun bad.
Hey, seriously, you want to take it down a notch or two?
Take it down a notch or two.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, yeah, that's better.
All right, let's get the show on the road.
It's showtime.
All right, we have a conundrum for you, and you can win yourself a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with the correct answer. 1 out of 10 people say they get so stressed out in this situation every day, they sometimes cry.
Oh, that's stressed out.
That's very stressed. 1 out of 10 people say they get so stressed out in this daily situation, they sometimes cry. If you think you can answer this, call us at 272-9228 and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Adam Sandler's 2019 Thanksgiving song is out. We have that this morning.
That is so funny. Yeah. When are you going to do that?
Depends on the number of call we get on the conundrum.
All right.
But again, 1 out of 10 people say they get so stressed out in this daily situation, they sometimes cry. The number to call with your guess and then qualify for our end of the week grand prize drawing. In fact, somebody, we had a double winner last week.
We did. They won one of our contests during the week, and then their name was drawn at the end of the week.
For one of the grand prizes, which can include like a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. So let's get it going at 272-9228.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say the victim in Monday's gas station stabbing has died. Authorities say 35-year-old Paris Clark was stabbed at the Liberty gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. He later died at the hospital. Police have not made any arrests. A former Wetumpka police officer is charged with stealing from his own department. The State Bureau of Investigation says Sean Blackburn stole evidence out of a locker. He's been charged with felony property theft. He was taken to the Elmore County Jail on $5,000 bond. And a statue honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks will be unveiled next month. The statue of Parks will be dedicated at the Montgomery Plaza, located downtown near the Court Street Fountain, on December 1st. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You are the official winners.
My strategy was simply to win.
I helped them to learn how to win, and
Gold doesn't want you to win this competition.
They give them a chance to win some money for the Girl Scout.
Well, I think, first of all, I think they're both winners. Just to make it to the finals, I think, is an accomplishment in itself, and I think people would agree with me here today.
To call this a no-win situation is the understatement of the year.
Brutality, as I've taught you, has never been the way to win a battle.
Let's have a winning moment with the conundrum. We've got a board full here, and we'll run the gauntlet. Starting with line one, the question being 10% of people say they get so stressed out in this daily situation they sometimes cry, and we start with J.D.
Hey.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that 1 out of 10 people are snowflakes, and the situation is seeing somebody smiling wearing a MAGA hat.
Well,
let's see.
Awfully specific.
Yeah,
no.
Let me see. No, that's not it.
Nope, not
well,
it.
Well, it was worth a shot. I figured it might be close to it, though.
So. I appreciate,
hey, we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, J.D. Hartshell.
What's up?
There are so many good options here that could be right, all but right. I'm going to guess choosing what to wear.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. I mean, choosing clothing.
It's not the answer, but it's a good guess. Fortunately, my criterion never causes me any emotional trouble.
No.
Rick.
How about traffic?
Traffic. He says 1 out of 10 people get so stressed by traffic they cry. That is the winning answer.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, man. I figured this would go for a while, but traffic, that is it. Especially if you're a place like Atlanta.
Oh,
God, can
man.
You imagine every day dealing with that?
No. Honestly, I can't.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's it. You won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Please hold your position.
Stand by. JJ, Jay Bear, we'll talk to you.
Well, Jay is, get the information, then you can tell them all about Seafood Bistro. Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
We're getting tons and tons of holiday connected material.
I bet. And we're going to get tons and tons more, right? I mean, tis the season for that.
The holiday traditions we enjoy sharing with our kids.
Like, for instance, next week we're going to hear, or any day now, that the governor has freed or given clemency. What's the word?
I already did that.
I heard that on Happy Hour yesterday.
Pardoned. That's the word. Pardoned.
The turkey. Wrapping presents with cats. I don't recall doing that. I remember my mother teaching me how to wrap a gift.
My mom could wrap a 747 in a piece that big. I swear to God.
My mother would use a knife. She'd fold, crease,
she
use a knife.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I would love
she'd
to
wrap
watch
a 747.
Her.
That's great. But, I love that.
But you could always tell what my gifts are because, oh, this is from Rich.
Hey, look, it's another lumpy gift from Rich. The thing that, you know, Janelle and I do every year, I made brownies 1 year. I love to make, I make good brownies.
Good.
And I had a big batch of vanilla frosting, and she said, let's put the frosting on the brownies so it looks like snow and then decorate it. And she was little. This is her inner graphic design starting to emerge. So we put a thick layer of frosting on the brownies, and it tasted great. And then we had all these odd decorations that were Christmas related, like a tree with snow, some village not the village people, some villagers from Italy. Those little tiny things.
In the Navy.
In Blanc Navy in particular, yeah.
In Lake Martin.
Hey, listen, you haven't lived until you've heard In the Navy with Jingle Bells. In the Navy. We love to celebrate. And it was really pretty. So Snowfield Brownies became a tradition we did for like 20 years. We may do it again. One thing that we do every year without fail is watch Christmas Vacation.
Sure.
And, I have some other stuff. This is very sentimental. In her stocking, every year she will pull out a wrap box. And she knows what it is because I got it for her when she was little. And I just got to do it every year. It's it's one of those lifesaver Christmas boxes. It has a little kid story in it.
Mm-hmm.
She's well past that. But I do it every year because
tradition.
every year, this goes back to when she was little, so a stack of 100 single dollar bills was a big deal. And I think Walgreens sold these tins that looked like gift boxes, but they were just big enough to hold a pile of singles. I give her that every year still, except now she wants 20s. So I have been giving her the same pile of singles for like 10 years.
Yeah. That's a good tradition. I like traditions at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I really do.
And you know what? As time passes and people come and go from your life, these are like the last of the few things that connect you through that entire period of her life. Because that first Lifesaver box I got when she was about, I don't know, 3-4 years old, she was a little more excited about it then, but now she smiles because, and I forget what it was. She sent me a picture of something she did at home that was very traditional, and she's, oh, I know what it is.
What?
She was an original AOL person, still has her account, but she does most of her email off Gmail now.
Yeah.
But she says, I can't bring myself to shut down my AOL. Where do you think I got that from? Meaning me.
Of course.
I already have to thank Lynn, Brian, and the team at Brian Jewelry, because they have already done a fantastic invest. I got a text from Lynn. There's a ring on the website that Janelle really loved, and we ordered it, and it's in. And I'm going to go pick that up and ship it down in time for Thanksgiving. Beautiful stuff. I mean, look, South Florida does have jewelry stores, but she was so disappointed in shopping or trying to trade in what she had for newer things. But Brian Jewelry has hit a home run for her every single time. They'll hit a home run for you too, especially if you don't know what you want to get. They're the people that say, calm down, let's talk about who you're shopping for, and let's figure out if we can come up with a suggestion that will be the gift that you really need. That's what they do. And they can create it from scratch. So you may have an idea, and it's insane to drive over every store in Alabama trying to luck into it. Just go to Brian Jewelry, and they'll create it for you. They have an amazing selection, all types and styles of gems, watches, and two showcases that are great for the football fan in your life. One containing nothing but Auburn merchandise, one that's dedicated to Alabama. BrianJewelry.com is their website. You can sign up for their club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in Prattville, not far from these guys.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Stupid news coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still busy around parts of the city right now. Use caution wherever you are, especially I-85 southbound into downtown. We have a little slowdown going on from just before Ann Street past Ann to about Mulberry. Just sheer volume of traffic there. I-65 southbound is still a slow go past Highway 143. We had an accident earlier around the 173-mile marker near the Northern Boulevard. Traffic is still moving slow out of Prattville into Montgomery this morning. And Highway 82 is now open between Highway 14 and 31. It is very congested up that way because of the backup, because of that accident earlier this morning. Use caution if you're up there. Well, the Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Sunshine.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brand new.
Love to eat turkey in 2019. Turkey for me and turkey for you. Felicity Huffman in a prison jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
I want to eat turkey till my belly hurts. Kanye West started his own fake church. Oh, I love turkey on my plate. Better than Game of Thrones season 8. Oh, turkey lurkey do right down my gullet. Turkey roasted more than Jesse Smollett. Oh, Thanksgiving is a special time. Donald J. Trump brought impeachment pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's turkey with gravy for all of us. Cancel your Netflix for some Disney Plus. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Keep the baster away from R. Kelly. Huh. Oh, Thanksgiving I love you.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Good afternoon. Well, it is.
I'm so excited about my afternoon show.
You're talking to our listeners in Britain.
Britain. Yeah, because it is afternoon there. It's 4 o'clock.
That's right.
In Britain, if you're listening there. Not too sure about France. I am your stupid news anchor, Greg Budeau.
Okay.
I prove it every day. These are the foods that we will break our diets for.
Okay.
This Thanksgiving. It's another one of those silly surveys.
Our survey said
47% of people say they already know they'll give in and break their diet during the holiday season, so if that's you, you're not alone.
Okay.
The top foods that we will break our diet for are cookies, pies, cakes, and home-cooked holiday meals, including taters and gravy, and
yeah.
My goodness, my candy yams are the best. Are you making those?
No, I don't do that.
You know, I could make those and add that to the mix on Friday morning.
My aunt makes those.
I bet she does a great job.
Yeah.
She did a fantastic job on the cake that she brought.
I won't be bringing any of those leftovers to you guys. I love you guys very, very much. I'm not bringing a single leftover from that.
Oh. Did you hear that, Margaret? Are you listening?
I mean, I'm bringing them back, but I'm not bringing anything.
I understand. Well, hope you have a refrigerator.
You're rich. But here's how I feel in one hot key or less.
Thanks a lot.
Maybe Aunt Margaret is listening, and we'll talk to her nephew about his selfishness. 18% of this year's Black Friday deals are reruns from last year.
No, like for example.
And more expensive.
What's a good example?
All right, 5 chains of the most recycled products are Harbor Freight, Office Depot and Office Max, Ace Hardware, Sears and JCPenney. The 5 with the fewest are Costco, Fred Meyer, Dell. What is Lenovo? And Best Buy.
Oh, Lenovo. Yeah, I know what that is. It's like an electronics brand or something?
By way of example, this is just, you know, price indexing. The repeats at True Value are listed for an average of 8.5% more than they were a year ago. The ones at Office Depot were 7.3% higher. Staples, 6. Costco's repeats for Black Friday are 14% cheaper. Best Buy's are 8% cheaper, Jay. That should excite you. And Dell's are 5% less.
Well, I'm blowing my Black Friday on a fridge, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
right. Is it going to be a smart fridge?
It's not. I mean, it's basically, well, look, it's not the cheapest fridge that they have, but I'm not going to buy the cheapest fridge because then I'll be buying another one next year because it'll break. But it is on discount. It's normally $400 more expensive than what I'm going to be paying. And, yeah, but.
Have you heard what the latest stupid ones, you know, the high-tech ones are doing now? You don't even have to open the door. You can see in. It's a picture. It's a camera.
There's a camera on the inside. That'll put the picture on the front of your fridge.
So you don't have to look at the
screen.
Door.
So you don't even have to open the door to see what's in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want the interior of my refrigerator on display.
It's not always on display. You press a button on the touchpad, and it'll bring up a screen.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no. There's a touchpad on the front of your fridge.
This strikes me as just a little much.
Isn't it? A little much. You want to see the price? That's a little much.
Oh, my God. No, I won't even go there. I won't touch that.
Like $3,000.
First of all, mine I've had since, knock on wood, 2005, and I don't want to replace it.
You know what we used to do? Every once in a while, and I don't want to do it because I don't want people to think we're mocking religion, but we used to do every so often a prayer for the major appliances.
Right.
And people would call up and ask us to pray for my Frigidaire has been making an odd sound.
Right.
And I can't afford to buy a new one, so would you please add this to the prayer list? And we build a prayer list of dishwashers,
yep.
refrigerators, AC units, that kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
Because these are the things that you rarely have to replace, or you have to replace them at such long intervals.
Right.
That it's just something you hope you never have to deal with.
You know another game we used to do that we could bring back here?
What's
psychic
that?
Underwear.
I'm afraid to ask.
I'm afraid to ask. We open the lines, and the lines light up. And you take a call and say, what color underwear are you wearing? And they would say, now the person calling in can't hear that because of the delay. So we put the first caller on hold and take another caller, and if they're wearing the same color underwear, they would win a prize. Both win a prize.
Oh.
I imagine white is very popular, huh?
White, brown.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Brown.
Green.
I got my brown underwear on to hide things.
You know, when you think about it, doesn't that make sense?
Color it brown so you can't see things?
It's the all-new Hershey's underwear.
Found it in my bag, unwrapped.
Thanks, Mom.
I wonder if that Dan Aykroyd bit from early SNL.
Vegematic?
Not that. It's where he plays the
product.
Bassomatic.
Oh, that was hilarious. I remember watching that live and may have been somewhat impaired. Yeah, he plays the guy that manufactures dangerous toys.
Oh yeah. With
come on, a bag of glass. Kids gonna have hours of fun. Bags of glass.
Yes.
It's bag of glass.
With chain curtains.
Yeah. So how did I classify that? How did I put that in the system?
I'm not sure.
No idea. It's great though.
Yeah. I think we have it. This year, some toys, as always, are safer than others. World Against Toys Causing Harm or Watch has revealed its annual list of the worst toys for the holidays. It says many of the products present choking or other safety hazards. Some of the toys on the list include the Nerf Ultra One Gun, which they say shoots soft darts with enough force to put out your eye.
You put your eye out!
Everything puts your eye out when we were growing up, right?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
We had more blind kids in our neighborhood than any other issue. It was an epidemic. Also on the list, Nickelodeon's Frozen Treats Slime, as it contains food-like scents for its slime, but it's not actually edible. They released a list like this for 40 years. The Toy Association, a toy industry trade group that represents most of the toy makers, suggests parents purchase toys from reputable stores and online sellers. And there you go. I didn't even get to the issue of boredom rising with adolescents. pretty amazing. 831, something that will help you navigate this holiday season, give you the energy you need, or help you burn off the calories you don't want, is an IV from Infusion. This truly can make a big difference, and because it's hard to enjoy any occasion when you're dead tired between work, preparations, shopping, all of that.
Wow, it sure boosts my everything. It's just a
with
great
our crazy
feeling.
Schedules, yeah. Go and do those because everything in a IV vitamin cocktail from Infusion goes straight into your blood.
Absolutely,
with pills and things like that. Your digestive system is kind of finicky, and you don't get the full benefit at Infusion. You do top it off with a dose of glutathione at the very end and get the master antioxidant into your system and into your brain. These things work. Cryotherapy for a quick boost to help your circulatory system deliver the healing powers of the blood to where it needs to go. There are so many different ways you can enhance your life at Infusion. The Red Light Room, Juve Therapy works. I know many people who become big fans of that. And others, the iAssist Neurotreatment, which has helped people with neurological conditions like Parkinson's and so forth. Ask Brian Turner or Lori or Allison about them at 296-1662. Everything that they do at Infusion Cryo and Laser is on their website, which bears the same name, infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? Formaloutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents on the boulevard. The first one, Northeast Boulevard near Amy's Antiques. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. A second accident on the Eastern Boulevard right near Bob Baumhauer's. Use caution there and watch out for emergency vehicles. I-65 southbound is moving much better now past 143 into Montgomery. We had an accident just before the Northern Boulevard a little earlier this morning that kind of snarled things up. And if you're headed up to Millbrook on I-65 northbound, when you get to the 143 Millbrook exit, we have some emergency vehicles right there at the exit. Workers walking back and forth from the tree line on the cams. We're not sure what's happening, but watch out for those workers and vehicles when you take the 143 exit there. All right. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
834.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's like we're living in a dream. This beautiful forecast continues, and everybody knows it can't last forever. It's November. It's got to change. Sunshine. Warming trend continues today. High 73. Clear skies. Chilly tonight, but not too bad. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, low to mid 70s. More sunshine. How about this? Then I think mid 70s on Friday. I think we're dry during the daytime, but there could be some rain by, let's say, late Friday night into Saturday as a cold front swings through the state, and then breezy, much cooler behind the front on Sunday. By the way, check out my morning video this morning. You'll see there's a big deal storm system during Thanksgiving week. There usually is, and there is this time. Timing has changed a little bit on it. How will it directly affect us? Will there be any severe storms with it? We don't know yet, but we are monitoring that storm system. And by the way, one more thing. Way off on the distant horizon, I think I see another Arctic plunge. It's about 12, 13 days away, but just wanted to let you know that there's one looming out there again. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies. Temperature is 50 at 8:35.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, I'm a big fan of Luke Wire. In fact, the air conditioning by LuQuire I've been using for many, many, many years. But for over two decades, plumbing by LuQuire has been second to none in the River Region. And I love the fact that they'll take care of any problem at any hour. Problems with anything from repairing a broken pipe, installing a new water heater. I've had problems with my disposal, busted toilets, you name it. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And they're ready to go to take care of your problem, even on a holiday, even on a weekend, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on Plumbing by LuQuire. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
837, a great gift idea for the mature person on your shopping list coming up. And then our Morning Maroon nominees. And there's an abundance of stupidity.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A former Wetumpka police officer is charged with stealing from his own department. The State Bureau of Investigation says Sean Blackburn stole evidence out of a locker. He's been charged with felony property theft. He's in the Elmore County Jail on $5,000 bond. Montgomery police say the victim in Monday's gas station stabbing has died. Authorities say 35-year-old Paris Clark was stabbed at the Liberty gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. He later died at the hospital. Police have not made any arrests. And a statue honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks will be unveiled next month. The statue of Parks will be dedicated at the Montgomery Plaza, located downtown near the Court Street Fountain, on December 1st. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
We've been local local news and pop culture.
Manita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an uh-huh feature for long, rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Never get tired of that one. It's 842 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration Morning Maroon nominees. By the way, by our listener surveys, number two in popularity to Random Facts.
Okay.
Mention that to you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're getting feedback like this.
I think one day, before I get to the meat of this particular story, insurance companies are going to balk at a couple of things. One, they're tired of shelling out billions of dollars because people build elaborate homes in hurricane-prone areas.
Right.
I also think they're going to stop insuring homes in areas that burn every 5 or 10 years, like in California.
Don't they just make the insurance, like, don't they just make the premiums or
well,
whatever
it's
just
high. It's,
skyrocket?
In Florida, it's really high. It's really high.
Most people have a $5,000 deductible.
Yeah, it's ridiculously high.
Even though we see these horrendous and destructive images.
But I get angry when I see people right on the beach with those stilt houses saying, the hurricane came and wrecked my house. Well, yeah.
Sorry.
You should have known that on day one, that it's possible.
There was a community because I was with the boss, our current boss, many, many years ago. We were out, they had chartered a yacht for a company boating outing.
Right.
For no particular reason. And we went through a place that used to be in Biscayne Bay called Stiltsville. And it was like bungalow-type homes that were about 6 feet above the water.
Okay.
So they would, you know, even on a day where the surf was 3 to 5 feet, it would still pass underneath.
Right.
Andrew wiped the whole thing out. That has not been rebuilt.
Andrew changed the world in South Florida.
Absolutely did.
And the insurance world forever.
I could take you through the area where Andrew hit. It's 25 years now, more than that.
Yeah.
And show you where things were rebuilt and things that withstood.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the things that were destroyed by Andrew were the newer buildings.
Right.
I could take you down Southwest Highway in Chicago and show you the homes that were rebuilt in part or completely from the Oak Lawn tornado of 67.
Yeah.
Because the construction styles are stark, and some of those homes where they blew off the top of the house, they rebuilt with the brick that wasn't blown down, figuring, well, if it can withstand that size of a tornado, we'll just build on top of what's left.
You can map the path of the Prattville tornado. Or at least in my neighborhood, you can.
By the houses. New construction.
Yeah. By the different houses. Yeah.
Anyway, insurance companies are now investigating claims being made in California, where the wildfires continue to be an issue. A couple there lost their home in the 2018 Camp Fire. That was the most destructive in California history. The insurance company is balking because the couple claims that in the fire, they lost a 500-pound emerald worth $280 million. 500-pound emerald.
How do you justify buying something like that?
The lawyers for Pacific Gas and Electric are skeptical about this giant emerald called the claim suspicious. So they're going to, in many cases, you know, if it's a total devastation and it's reasonable, they just pay it.
Right.
They can't investigate the size of your TV set and do all of that. Because you can always say, well, the records of the purchaser destroyed in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're not buying this 500-pound emerald. And secondly, why would any moron keep a gem that big?
No, that just sounds suspicious. Okay, so
it really
does. That should be on the list. Yes. So,
and I will follow up on that and let you know what the eventual ruling is.
All right.
We don't like to, we do not badmouth the police, but even they once in a while do something dumb. Cop in Gwinnett County, Georgia, mm-hmm. You know where that is.
Right.
Got demoted recently after he wrecked the rear end of an SUV at 70 miles an hour because he was playing Grand Theft Auto.
In the car?
In the car while driving.
Moron.
He kept his gig.
How?
The woman he hit has hit the city of Gwinnett for $500,000 in medical bills and still can't go back to work.
God, I'd have gone higher than that.
No, that's the bill.
Those are the bills.
The attorney is still working with the county about a settlement.
Okay.
Did you ever see that episode of Andy where Otis slips and falls and some greasy lawyer?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was a $5,000 case. Wow, that was a lot of money back then. Usually a slip and fall like that.
Playing Grand Theft Auto.
It starts at
$1 million.
Yeah.
And he's a police officer driving 70 miles per hour playing a video game.
Don't do that. We don't need to tell our audience that. They're smart.
It's my pick so far, unless you got one more.
Actually, we have, depends on, you know, what's worth jail time. 25-year-old Gregory Rary of Warren, Ohio, has brought shame to my first name. Sunday night, he went to his parents' house and got into a fight with his 29-year-old brother, Chad. Gregory went to ask for money so he could travel to audition for America's Got Talent.
Okay.
His family, maybe just not that. Anyway, nobody wanted to give him the cash to support his dream.
Right.
So he punched his brother in the face.
Oh, okay.
As the cops were arresting Gregory, he told Chad, the kid brother, I will kill you if you file charges. Because, well, then he wouldn't be able to go audition for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but that's also a crime when you threaten somebody like that.
Exactly. So now he's facing domestic violence for the punch in the nose and aggravated menacing for the threat to kill his own brother. Because he's got a dream to be on America's Got Talent.
Well, that's lovely. And the 500-pound emerald, you know, that's lovely too. But the police officer going 70, playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and doing $500,000 of medical damage to a lady.
No, plus, that's got to be our winner today.
Let's give it to him because Gwinnett County is going to be shelling out a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm also...
What an ultramarine.
I'll give it to Gwinnett County too if they don't suspend him or, I mean,
really?
How do you keep your job after you just cost the city?
Don't play Grand Theft Auto at 70. Do it at 40 or 30.
Those are the recommended speeds on the box that the game comes in. 850, it is my privilege and pleasure to speak on behalf of Adams Drugs, Alabama's Retailer of the Year. That's such an impressive achievement. You know, a company that started out with one store in Adams Street back in 1962 has now grown to 12 locations, carefully too. They've grown as the city has grown and placed their locations now in Millbrook and Wetumpka as well, with wellness clinics in each of the three triangulated corners of the river region. Montgomery's wellness clinic, where you can get shingles shots, flu shots, and more, right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. But the thing that makes them so great is their consistency from store to store in taking care of people. Their customer service is second to none. They have time for you. I was talking to somebody who was using a pharmacy, one of those that just got merged together, and she hates it. She says, 1 out of 10 times they get my prescription right. Nobody knows you. They're all rushed. They're all hairy because they've got this huge customer base. They don't have the time. This is your health. Adams Drugs takes the time to make sure you've got everything you need and it's just right. So why not give them a try? It takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information in, and you're ready to go with a great team of people. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nurse goo. Finally, the roads.
Good morning.
morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents on the boulevard. The first one, Northeast Boulevard near Amy's Antiques. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. A second accident on the Eastern Boulevard right near Bob Baumhauer's. Use caution there and watch out for emergency vehicles. I-65 southbound is moving much better now past 143 into Montgomery. We had an accident just before the Northern Boulevard a little earlier this morning that kind of snarled things up. And if you're headed up to Millbrook on I-65 northbound, when you get to the 143 Millbrook exit, we have some emergency vehicles right there at the exit. Workers walking back and forth from the tree line on the cams. We're not sure what's happening, but watch out for those workers and vehicles when you take the 143 exit there. All right. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I want to do a quick tease for happy hour this afternoon. And again, thank the pizza place for hosting our group last night. It was great. This Chick-fil-A story that broke that said they were not going to support the Salvation Army yesterday. A lot of people sent me stories indicating that wasn't true. It is true. And we're going to address that this afternoon. I've read these updated pieces. I still think they copped out. And I'm going to have to be convinced otherwise. I have a feeling there was a backlash of unprecedented proportions. So we'll talk about that this afternoon on Happy Hour. I think Dana and Jacqueline are coming in this afternoon as well. So we look forward to visiting with them. Right now at 8:53, I made a promise earlier that you would talk about Seafood Bistro, and then I got distracted.
That's all right. There's always time
for seafood.
For Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
Seafood Bistro, located just across the street here from the radio station, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Their phone number is 279-7500, but let me direct you to, I mean, just put this in your phone before you even put their phone number in. Put in theseafoodbistro.com. Put that in your phone, because that is where you can go to see pictures of this delicious food that they've got there. The platters, they've got the tilapia platter, the gator platter, the mahi-mahi, plus the po'boys. Well, the mahi-mahi po'boy looks really, really good, but those shrimp po'boys are just fantastic. Get it with the dragon sauce and the sides, like the red beans and rice, if you want to get it with that, or the gumbo. Maybe you want to have that for a side. The appetizers that they have are delicious. The corn nuggets, the fried cheese curds, the fried green tomatoes as well. The Seafood Bistro. Go there, put in your order. They'll have it ready for you when you get there. Or use one of the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered as well. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook, The Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Jay. It's 8:54.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yesterday, it was all over the news. My buddy blogger in Texas, David Blackman, was talking about the Eric Swalwell fart on MSNBC.
Oh, that we heard yesterday.
That was a big one. Yeah. I didn't realize that there were windbreaking events in so many historic speeches.
This station presents Farts Ending Great Speeches in History. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ooh, and skid marks.
Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Ooh. I met myself.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
No, I just I wanted to know that.
In fairness, to say that people of all political persuasions.
I understand.
Cut the cheese from time to time. Kay in Eclectic.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Yay.
Good.
In this day and age of negativity and impeachment threats and, you know, all that goes on, I was driving from Eclectic to Wetumpka just now, and I'm in Wetumpka, and I was noticing, and I'd like to acknowledge and praise the state of Alabama for hiring whichever company it is that's clearing the rights of way. Not too long ago, a couple months ago, they were resurfacing the road, and now all the dangerous overhangs are being cleared, and it's just fantastic. And I know the others who drive this route every day would like to acknowledge that as well. So on the behalf of all of us, we'd like to say thanks during this Thanksgiving season for something very positive. It's just a beautiful,
That's a wonderful thing. And they deserve the acknowledgement. And we thank you for taking the time to do that.
Well, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you. At the very early part of the show today, we are rocket scientists. And I just posted the story on Facebook, so you, because it's kind of a difficult system to work with.
About the dog age?
Yes.
And the complicated formula?
Yes. Once again, they're throwing out the dog age of 7 years for every year humans do. There's a new approach to this. Had a couple of people ask to see it, so it's on my Facebook wall. Check it out and calculate your dog's age. But I'm here to warn you ahead of time, it is not that easy.
How old would Joey be in dog years?
Joey was born old. I think he was a rescue.
Good answer.
Our rocket scientist brought to you by Applied Security. Oh,